This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Super excited to have this gentleman on my show. They came on our radar about 30 days ago, and the name of the company is Good Flower Corp. They trade on the CSE up there in Canada under the ticker symbol GFCO. If you're down here in the United States, look them up. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GFCOF. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed. His name is Matthew Clayton. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me today.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of about statement. Who are you guys and what do you do?
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, we're a food manufacturing company located in Vancouver, British Columbia. We own and operate our own facilities, and currently right now we have a lineup of dry blend gluten-free mixes that can be used for fish, chicken, pancakes, waffles, pizza, pasta, you name it. We're building gluten-free, allergen-free dry blends as well as baked goods in our facilities up here in Canada. That includes things like buns and our pizza crust, which is very popular in North America.
What are the main differences that Good Flower possesses over your competitors in this space?
Yeah, great question. You know, gluten-free has been a very interesting space for, you know, the last decade especially. But I think many of the products, when they were looking to build themselves out, remove the wheat out of the product, but didn't put in a lot of the goodness back in. So there was some real gaps missing on the nutritional aspects and how these products were working for people. And when people heard gluten-free, the first thing they thought of was, it's not going to taste great.
Right.
And that's not where we built the company, and that's not how Good Flower evolved. This has been about 12 years in the making, and Chef Jen Peters and Chef Hamid Silamian, who are the founders, are both award-winning Michelin chefs with over 25 years' experience. And this product came out of their kitchens after Jennifer, who found out she was celiac, needed to create something for herself to cook and bake with. You know, so this is chef-inspired. This did not come out of a facility where someone threw some ingredients together. There's a lot of thought that went into this. And really the differentiators for us is the taste and the texture and how this product is working for both the consumer at home and the industrial kitchen in the restaurant sector. We really are very, very select with how we bring in our raw materials. The global producers that are supplying us, it's very important, is, you know, ingredients are everything. The other thing we're doing is all of our dry mix blends are pre-seasoned. So that's both sweet when we're looking at our pancake and our waffle and our cake mixes, and then they are spiced savory when we're looking at our chicken batter, our pizza and pasta flour, etc. So the great thing with our products is they're ready to go, ready to use right out of the bag, and very versatile. But the main thing is looking at the taste and texture of our product, and we're seeing that in the uptake from people who are purchasing it, because we know we've hit the mark on that.
You know, companies that are in the food manufacturing, one of the biggest challenges they have is distribution. You know, what are the key sale drivers and channels for your company product lineup in 2023? How are you guys moving out the product?
Absolutely. Great question. So we really have three major channels, I call it. Two divisions and one big continent in the North America that we're servicing right now. So I'll explain that. The different areas that we're hitting is the food service is where this business was built. The restaurant and hotel restaurant side of things is where Good Flower really built itself out in the very beginning, and where we will continue to do that in North America through a wide range of brokers that we have looking at chain restaurants. You know, we're working with companies in Canada like Earl's, Panago, Fairmont Hotels, and we will continue to build that out in both the United States and Canada through our broker network. The second pillar is retail. Retail wasn't a big focus early on for Good Flower. They were focusing on the food service side. Being chefs, their biggest network was other chefs. So that's why the company grew in that sector first. But we're now north of 450 retail doors in the United States. And you can see from our press releases that we're working exclusively with Sprouts Farmers Market right now, which has 380 stores in the United States, and another key grocery store called Heinen's out of Chicago, which is fantastic specialty grocery. So we'll continue to build our retail footprint with the right types of stores for our product and use our brokers to continue building out those doors. And the third one to push our product out is private label. You know, we own and operate our own facilities. We do not co-pack with anyone this current time. We have co-packing opportunities in the U.S., but right now everything we make is made in Canada in our own facilities. And, you know, post-COVID, we realized, like many companies, how important it is to control every aspect of your product. And we are doing that at the highest level of certification. So not only being gluten-free, but being completely allergen-free of the top 8 allergens in North America, this really gives us an edge when it comes to manufacturing these type of products. So if you add that into our own R&D that we have availability to do in our facilities, you know, the years of experience of the people who are at the helm, and then add in our high-speed automation, we are very capable of doing white label and private label for other companies and other brands as well. And this is a space that we are pursuing. It makes great business sense, and it's very rare to have all of those accreditations and the automation, so we're taking full advantage of that.
Are you guys selling direct to the public off of your website?
We have our website. It is active. Our product line is there. We have not gone aggressive at the consumer market, mainly because we are being very careful with our funding. We're being very strategic with how we spend our marketing dollars. But we do see in Q3, Q4 of this year that we will start to ramp that direct-to-consumer program up.
Let's talk about product innovation. Can you speak about that? What are you guys pursuing? Where are we at this moment? And what do you see in the next 2 to 3 quarters?
Yeah, no, I love that question. You know, we are very capable at the company of doing great research and development and collaborating with, you know, partners globally. You know, one of the areas that we have looked at and have started to build 2 new products out with is protein enrichment. I mean, everyone's talking about protein when we're looking at diets in North America. And getting protein can come in many different forms. We've seen a huge trajectory movement into plant-based protein, and we're realizing the sustainability around plant-based protein as well. So we have started to take our dry blends and start to use different types of protein. In particular, potato protein is something that we are working with right now and have developed with our pancake and waffle mix. So now you take a product like ours, which is gluten-free and allergen-free, and then depending on milk and eggs and how you're utilizing the product, you know, you're getting 23 to 27 grams of plant-based protein per serving. You've really created a superfood. And you might have seen some of the news and media around some, you know, famous people like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, talk about his cheat days. And when he talks about his cheat days, he talks about his protein pancakes. Now, most people were just taking whey protein and adding it into a pancake batter and calling that their protein pancakes. But it doesn't actually mix that well. And in the end, the taste and texture isn't fantastic. So we've developed something here that we're very proud of, both for adults and for children. We have a children's line that you know, we think could be, you know, fantastic as well. And you'll be hearing more about that in the coming months.
Company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is the Good Flower Corp. Check them out. You can go to their website, www.goodflower.co. Also, you can find them on the CSE up there in Canada under the ticker symbol GFCO. If you're down here in the United States, look them up on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GFCOF. Matthew, I'm going to give you the last word. What do you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Oh, Great question. Thanks for giving me the last bit here. You know, I think in general that, you know, our sector right now is rising and only getting bigger. You know, we know that people are being very careful with what they are, what they're ingesting on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, diets is at the top of everyone's list. And I think your people are getting a strong understanding of it matters what they're using in the kitchen. When it comes to products like ours that are clean label, allergen free, you know, we're seeing the benefits of those. So we see a huge, huge trajectory for products like ours in this sector in general.
I want to appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you'll become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and keep us updated on the Good Flower Corp.
We'll do so. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.